Hello and welcome to the EVA India Insights podcast. I'm Pallavi, your host for today. And in today's episode, we're joined by Hemal Shah, partner of consulting services at EVA India, to discuss how GIFT City is evolving as a global hub for treasury and commodity trading, and what India can learn from leading financial centers such as Singapore, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. Hemal has over 2 decades of experience advising clients across financial services and business transformation. He specializes in helping organizations strengthen their treasury, risk management, and operational excellence frameworks to compete globally. In this conversation, Hemal shares how the right mix of regulatory clarity, technological enablement, and collaboration can help position GIFT City among the world's most dynamic financial centers and contribute significantly to India's long-term economic vision. Thank you, Hemal, for joining us today. So, Hemal, to begin with, how is GIFT City evolving as a global hub for treasury and commodity trading, and what lessons can it draw from the established financial centers such as Singapore, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi?
So GIFT and IFSCA has the best opportunity on hand to scale and win the global arbitrage game and be reckoned as the most powerful and dynamic financial, treasury, and commodity trading centers in the world. India has mastered the skills, cost, technology, and scale game. We need more aggressive ambition and clear path of execution excellence. Our target, hypothetically, should be to contribute minimum 8 to 10% of our future GDP from this jurisdiction. We just have to learn and implement fast from the emergence and the learnings from the other evolved large financial, treasury, and commodity trading centers. Regulators need to fasten a speed of evolution to facilitate global trade, treasury, liquidity, hedging, and financing transactions, and book a comprehensive set of global products to offer entities setting up shops here and having global trade presence. First and timely movers are seeking advantage with productive and constructive dialogue with the regulators, who are providing clarity, direction, vision, and all the requisite support in enablement and scaling of their business plans. They are encouraging companies to set up holistic entities in GIFT with focus on overall global trade, global liquidity, short-term and medium-term financing, hedging, and large-scale treasury transactions and operations, and bringing the global and the relevant skills and technology to manage the business out of GIFT GCC. In past 1 year, there has been promising developments across all fronts. But yes, the pace and the change needs to be faster, sporadic, to gain the advantage and supremacy compared to the other centers.
Thank you, Hemal. Now, moving on, what are the key regulatory, institutional, and technological enablers that are required to build a comprehensive treasury commodity ecosystem in GIFT City and drive greater participation from corporates to financial institutions?
Regulations need to be simple and clear and comprehensive. Its ambit of permissibility has to widen substantially. Cost needs to be economical. Options need to be in abundance for market making and market participation. And more importantly, having an evolving to-be target and futuristic blueprint of varied set of treasury and commodity trading products, mix of holistic market participants, regulation changes, global alliances with other trading and treasury centers and organizations across the world. This will help all the effort in one direction, and continuous dialogue with the industry and market participants will help in providing clarity and planning on all developments. It will boost a lot of confidence and encourage potential participants to evaluate a wider, full form, substantial, and comprehensive scalable operations of their businesses in GIFT. Regulators and others involved in the region should have this as their core priority.
Thank you, Hemal. Now, moving on, where do current regulatory and operational frameworks in GIFT City in GIFT differ from the leading global hubs? And what steps are being taken to bridge these gaps, particularly around FX hedging, cash pooling, and derivatives?
The intent of the regulator is very clear. They want the best of the global products to exist and operate from GIFT. IFSCA is also taking active engagement steps to simplify and clarify the necessary developments. But we will only flourish if we bring the holistic set of trading and treasury and financing products out of GIFT. We have to take the best practices from regions like Singapore, Dubai, Swiss, Netherlands, Hong Kong, London, and other Asian regions, and ensure that entire commodity trading and treasury ecosystems flourishes and grows, so that it's important to take a holistic approach rather than a piecemeal or a product-specific approach. On the product front, be it Forex or commodity trades or financing or liquidity products or derivatives, be it OTC or exchanges, we need to offer what's available on the global platter and have all the market participants finding business arbitrage of doing business in GIFT. As long as we have feasible business plan, instead of just being a short-term window of tax haven and tax arbitrage, I think the businesses will do well. Regulators need to be encouraging their vision is much beyond 10 years, and it's in sync with the GDP vision and target of 2050 and beyond. One key example of outlining the regulator's effort is the recent expert committee report on commodity trading formed by IFSCA. The report helps in classifying commodity trading as a financial product or services. It's allowing issuance of trading as a wider range of commodity and OTC derivatives for hedging. It is permitting IFSC banks to engage in commodity trading products over and above the other treasury products. It's framing risk management, infrastructure, and ecosystem guidelines. It's also implementing macro-level measures to position GIFT as a global commodity trading hub. So in summary, the regulator's proactive initiatives, such as adopting some of the expert committee recommendations, aim to make GIFT City a global competitive destination for commodity trading and treasury operations.
Thank you, Hemal. How can GIFT City introduce a broader range of treasury and commodity products such as OTC derivatives, trade financial solutions, and risk management instruments to deepen market liquidity and attract global investors?
First step is to get the leading global market participants across all asset classes, be it different currency pairs, interest rate products, derivative products, debt products, exchange traded or OTC products, banking and non-banking or capital market products, short-term trade, long-term financing, credit insurance, rating agencies, and other regulatory bodies to support smooth functioning of business out of GIFT. All of these elements are very important for GIFT to operate as a full-fledged financing, treasury, and commodity trading center. Regulators need to encourage them and make their business simpler, scalable, by clarifying and simplifying business regulations related to all these products. After enabling their business, we need to attract and encourage companies doing businesses in India to look at opportunities in GIFT for setting up shops and full-fledged GCCs as well, to support their financial risk and financial supply chain trade and trading related activities. We need to harbor and incubate all the requisite present and future skill of business, products and technology, and entice skilled and semi-skilled professionals to prefer doing business from the GIFT jurisdiction. We need to make life simpler and qualitative by encouraging people to prefer GIFT as the location on multiple parameters, be it personal, professional, or business, and not just on short-term basis. Having a long-term goal and long-term aim is very important over here.
Thank you, Hemal. Now, what role can technology, fintechs, and digital platforms play in transforming treasury operations, improving transparency, and enhancing decision-making efficiency for corporates operating in GIFT City?
This region has to be integrated with the global hubs, and it needs to evolve and coexist with the other major regions. Technology systems for banks, exchanges, trading centers, treasury centers are most pivotal and backbone to run efficient operations. Emerging technology changes and evolving digital platforms will play a substantial role in this art of possible. Having them set up their own development centers in GIFT and incubating new products and charting a new path for integration with other market systems will be very important and imperative. GCC incentives to set up a full-fledged center of excellence or build a pure holistic captive with requisite skills and armed technology enablers will be a natural enabler. Market or business participant should not feel the void of technology in any form and manner in their evolution path.
Thank you. And lastly, what are the top priorities of positioning GIFT City as a globally competitive financial hub? And how can collaboration between regulators, industry bodies, and corporates accelerate this journey?
First priority is ease of changing and adapting regulations, so that people can see a visible and encouraging regulatory arbitrage of doing business in GIFT more productive. Regulators need to rampantly work on the requisite change or clarity or simplicity of doing business from GIFT. There has to be evolving simplicity of regulations where the intent of the regulators and its attempt and reforms are taken positively and constructively. There has to be a continuous dialogue with the industry. Industry bodies need to encourage their members to judiciously evaluate the business case on a holistic basis and also seek regular help from the regulators and other market participants or advisors so that the same can be made scalable over a period of time. Companies also need to assess the business case of setting up a full-fledged trading and treasury entity with substantial business and role focused on being a COE out of India or out of GIFT and thereby grow its global operations. That has to be the vision.
Thank you, Hemal. Now, that brings us to the end of this episode of EY India Insights podcast. A big thank you to you again, Hemal, for sharing your perspectives on how GIFT City can unlock its full potential as a global financial and trading hub.
Thank you.
And to all our listeners, if you've enjoyed this discussion, don't forget to follow the EY India Insights podcast for more conversations on emerging business trends shaping India's growth story. Until next time, this is Pallavi signing off.